And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Monday the 20th of January, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. The shipping bulletin's coming up in just a moment, followed by news briefing. And from 6 o'clock this morning, the Today programme is presented live from Washington and from Jerusalem.
Just a Minute, hosted by Sue Perkins.
60 seconds, no preparation, total hilarity.
It would be quicker without these constant interruptions.
A new series of The Panel Show where the aim is to talk about a topic without repetition, deviation or hesitation.
A 5 o'clock shadow. Oh, please.
Like clack was the hesitation.
It's fast, it's fun and sometimes utterly chaotic.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze. That's you.
Repetition of sneeze. Yeah.
Just a Minute.
Monday night, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Helen Willetts. Good morning.
Charles, good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 20th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low just west of Bailey, 996, expected Bailey, 999 by midnight tonight. Low Fitzroy, 1010, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, moderate or good. North at 0, south at 0. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, moderate or good. 40s at Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in 40s, showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, becoming southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in German Bight. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Dover, East White. Variable, 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. West White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, showers at first, moderate or good. Biscay. Cyclonic, becoming southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in the west, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. Cyclonic, mainly east, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. South or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. Southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later in the south, showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in the west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southwest, 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Cyclonic, mainly southwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, fog patches in the northeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northeast and poor elsewhere. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 until later in southeast, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, wintry at times in northwest, fog patches in east, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor in east. And now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 20th of January 2025. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 3, recent rain 13 miles, 1012 now rising. Stornoway, south by west 4, slight rain 1.5 miles, 1010 now rising. Lerwick, southwest by south 2, 7 miles, 1011 falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, mist, 3 miles, 1014, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1016, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 2, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, southeast by east 3, fog, 100 metres, 1018, falling slowly. Channel, so that's 100 metres. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 4, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, south by east 3, 9 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 2, 13 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. And Malinhead, south-southwest 3, 7 miles, 1013, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, the 20th of January, 2025. General situation. A ridge of high pressure to the southeast of the United Kingdom will gradually be replaced by low pressure in the north, with some rain or showers here and across some other western areas, but remaining predominantly settled in the southeast. Winds will be mainly light or moderate across all areas. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later in the north, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times in the north, showers mainly in the north, good, occasionally moderate in the north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4 in the north, southwesterly 3 or 4 in the south, mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in the south, showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable, mainly southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later, showers in the north, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable, becoming mainly southerly 2 to 4, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable, mainly southerly, then southeasterly later 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly, backing southeasterly 3 or 4, showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the Bristol Channel, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St. George's Channel, southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in the north, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, southerly, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain, then showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, Charles. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes, although it is looking, heads up, stormy towards the end of the week.
Helen Willetts with the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 20th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. And these are the headlines. Donald Trump will be sworn in as US president for a second time later today. 90 Palestinian prisoners have been released as part of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. In business, the social media network TikTok is working again for American users after a short-lived ban. And in sport, Sean Murphy has won snooker's Masters title. Final preparations are taking place in Washington, D.C. ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration later and the beginning of his second term as U.S. president. Last night, Mr. Trump addressed thousands of supporters at a victory rally where he promised immediate action on immigration and the economy. During his speech, he said he would move quickly to, in his words, fix every single crisis facing America. He also said he planned to sign a host of executive orders on the first day of his presidency. Mr. Trump said his victory and return to the White House represented a new era of American pride, strength, and prosperity. He was also highly critical of the work of the Biden administration over the past 4 years.
Every radical and foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office. Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun watching television tomorrow.
During the event, Elon Musk, a close ally of Mr. Trump, took to the stage briefly. The billionaire is due to lead a cost-cutting drive in the new administration. He said he was looking forward to making a lot of changes.
This victory is the start, really. What matters going forward is to actually make significant changes, cement those changes, and set the foundation for America to be strong for centuries, forever.
90 Palestinian prisoners have been released from an Israeli jail in the occupied West Bank as part of the Gaza ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Yesterday, three women who had been held by Hamas in Gaza were released. Among them was 28-year-old Emily Damari, a British-Israeli dual citizen. More hostages and prisoners are due to be released over the next 6 weeks. Looking to the reconstruction of Gaza, Gloria Lazic from the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said big challenges were ahead.
Roads will need to be cleared, shelters need to be set up, and supplies need to flow in. We hope that this will all be possible in the coming weeks, as well as the returns of hundreds of thousands of people from the south to the north.
Members of a House of Lords committee are calling for the health benefits system.